So now you have decided that you need to invest in shares, but the basis is the information. When we decide about investing in a company, we need to have information about the company on various parameters. Chapter 11 is talking about the importance of information. The learning objectives of this chapter are: an investor, while investing in particular company share, should have information of the status of the company. This chapter will also help you to understand the method of collecting information. So it's not just you will be told that only this type of information is required or all this type of information is required. We'll also see from where we can collect this information. In this chapter, we will learn the importance of information collected before investing and how one should collect information. So this chapter will fully equip with the methods of collecting information, and on that basis, you can become an informed decision maker. Before understanding the importance of information, let us see this wonderful quote about collecting important information by J. Paul Getty. No one should buy a stock without knowing as much as possible about the company that issues it. So before you even decide to invest in a company, you need to know about the company, and this knowing about a company can happen only by knowing important information about the company. What is the importance of information collecting before investing? All successful investors have purchased stocks in company only after having subjected the company, its financial statements, performance to a piercing scrutiny analysis. This is the thing which helps you to understand how the company is growing, because even though these are the numbers speaks aloud about the affairs of the company. These successful investors have invested on being convinced of its trend and its likelihood of growth and prosperity. Even though the information is more about historic nature, it certainly gives you some forecast, some directions about where the company is going to go, its likelihood of growth and prosperity, and that helps the investor to decide whether to invest his money into that company or not. And this investing in such companies which are directed towards growth and profitability is possible only by gathering as much information as is available on the company. There is no such thing that is irrelevant information, because all information will tell you something. All information is useful. One must sit through them and determine how they would affect the company one is interested in, and then act either by purchasing, selling or holding, because all information will give you directions about whether to buy the share or sell the share or hold it for some period. So information is important, and all information needs to be collected, because every information will have some pointers in it. Next, we come to what is informed investing. Informed investing is not groping in the dark. It is not purchasing a share because the name is attractive. It is investing in a company whose performance and strength have been evaluated. You just don't take a blind shot. You at least get some sort of certainty about the growth and profitability of the company, about its performance and strength, and this happens only after evaluation, and that is what we call it as informed investing based on a sound evaluation. Investment is made in a reasonable belief that a company is good and the price will rise. The information that one should seek: number one, information on the company, its performance, its sales, its profits, as well as its products. Number two, information on the company's performance in relation to other similar companies. So peer companies can also perform better or not better than the company which we are comparing with. So that comparison also throws many lights on it. Third important parameter is information on industry in which a company operates and the stage of economic cycle of the company is in. So, two important factors in this point: which industry the company belongs to and at what stage in the sense, has the company just introduced a product? Is it in the growth state or is it in the decline state? So the economic cycle is also important to look into when we actually evaluate the information. The fourth important point in information on the economy, whether it's a recession economy or it's a prospering economy. Information on the government policy, is the government proactive in actually encouraging the companies and production in the country, or it gives more preference to imports rather than exports? So information on government policy, on legislation likely to be passed, on taxation to be imposed or duties to be levied or reduced also becomes very important. Next important factor is information on consumer outlook and fashions and spending. This can be of prime importance because even if the company has a good product, but is the product preferred by the consumer? Is it actually as per the fashion and the trend prevailing in the market? So that becomes also very important information about the company and its product. Now, having understood the importance of information, the next important thing becomes how one should collect the information. The usual sources of information are the media, insiders, that is those which are connected with the company, the stock brokers, tips from the colleagues, friends, acquaintances, professional investment consultants, the internet, as well as the annual report. So these are the usual sources of information where investor can call out very important information related to the company, its products. Let us understand this one by one. The first one is the media. The general public is fortunate that there is today a multiplicity of magazines, periodicals, newspapers that focus their articles predominantly on the companies. And it is important that this be read and digested so that the decisions to buy, sell or hold are based on information procured and not on a whim. This information are having such high level of granularity that whatever angle you want to compare it, from which parameter you want to understand it, are explained in such magazines, periodicals, newspaper, and that is the reason the general public is fortunate that they can really do a research on the topics they want. It would be difficult and extremely time consuming to read all the publications mentioned. It can also be confusing. However, the fact is information is available through this media. The investor should, as a rule, attempt to read one of the financial papers mentioned and at least two of the magazines. So, if not all, the standard one, the largely circulated financial paper and two most popular magazines can also throw important light on the information that is required for making an informed decision. This would keep the investor well informed, and this should be considered the bare minimum if he is not able to read all of them. However, this does not restrict it to only this. If he has time, if he has resources, he can also go for more other newspapers and magazines. Now, there are various newspapers which talk about the companies, the Economic Times, the Financial Express, the Mint, the Business Standard, and many more. The newspapers inform one of the new issues that are open and about to open, the movement of shares or period and during the preceding day, and they often have a weekly pullout on companies and shares. They often publish information about the current performance of the companies, and this information one can get on a daily basis. Some of them also have weekly digest, which gives you a summarized version of the entire week so that the new week that follows gives you a quite clear direction as to what the trend is going to be for the next week. So you can have both daily as well as weekly digest to make your decision support. Like newspapers, you have also magazines, but magazines have curated information for a particular period, unlike newspapers which talk on it on a daily basis. We have very good magazines such as Business India, Business World, Business Today, Fortune India, and many more. The business magazines are heavier reading. The standard is high, they are written by experts, and they contain in-depth analysis of various industries and of companies. A beginner may not find it lucid. However, once you start into this journey, in addition to the basic information, you should also upgrade your information by reading such magazines. The experts discuss and analyze in detail about the performance of the companies and compare them with similar ones, thereby giving a reader a good perspective. The reader gets a ready comparison basis on the research that is done by the experts in the magazine. They also contain knowledgeable articles on tax, investment, strategies, finance, and other added subjects. Reading this, an investor can definitely get enriched knowledge, enriched information on the shares or the company. Nowadays, the television channels are becoming very popular. One who is not having time to read the newspapers and magazines at all, simply sit in front of the channels, popular channels on investing, and get valuable information. Channels like CNBC India, the NDTV Profit, and many more are available for investors. They are also actually available in different languages. So language is not a bar, provided the investor has time to look into it and read such information. On television, there are also various debates on companies' performances, where you not only get one angle, you have debates from different angles, and based on that, an investor can form its own opinion. Queries are answered, views are expressed, so the investor is flooded with all 360 degree angle information. Based on that, based on his experience, he can decide which information to pick and not. In addition, the market prices are also exhibited. Live market prices are exhibited on the channels. This gives one clear understanding of the state of market and of the particular companies on the television channels. Next important sources are insiders. Insiders are persons who actually work for a company or have intimate dealings with a company and have access to or aware of information that is not generally known. The information must be complete. One must never jump to conclusions. It is important that on getting inside information, one acts fast. So when we talk about insiders, there is something called insider trading, which is illegal. If one acts on insider's information, purchases or sells shares, depending on the news, he may make a fortune. Insider information is usually known only to a few, the directors and the senior officials. And having said this, buying or selling shares on the strength of insider information, information not in the public domain, is illegal. What type of information insider can have? Insiders are persons who are aware of the news not available in the public domain that would shortly cause the price of the share to soar or fall. And this news could be on the current performance, announcement of a generous bonus issue, large losses, other information that may impact the stock prices. Like the television channels, like the newspapers, like the magazines, we have yet another source, which is the stockbrokers. Stockbrokers are the valuable source of information, as they are in touch with the performance of the companies, news on the economy and the industry at all times. They actually go in and out regularly about different types of companies. Most investors do seek their advice and base their decisions on investments on the suggestions made by the brokers, especially those who have strong belief and trust on the brokers. They take their advice before investing. One can seek the views and advice of a stockbroker or a valued source of information because they are regularly into it. However, what one should not do is not to take it as its face value. Information seeking is good, but apply your mind and then decide whether to invest or not. One should ponder on it, digest it, and then relate it to the information the company received from other sources also. Just don't keep one source as the final source. If they agree and it feels right, then act on it and you would usually be right. A few words of warning. Stockbrokers usually tend to look at companies from a very short-term point of view. They rarely attempt to suggest or advise on how a company is likely to perform in 2 or 3 years in the future. A lot of information that a stockbroker may give is based on the rumors and tips, many which may be untrue and unsubstantiated. So an investor should be aware about all this before investing. Third word of caution, a stockbroker is within the market buying and selling up teen shares. He rarely has the time to stand back and evaluate. As a result, his advice is often not one that has been arrived at after deep reflection and thought. The fourth word of caution, stockbroker would have vested interest. Stockbroker's gains because he earns the commission from both the seller and from the buyer. So the investor has to see whether the stockbroker is doing it for his vested interest or not. A stockbroker's advice is usually based on hot tips that he receives. By the time the news reaches the broker and then you, the market is already gone ahead. The market is most likely to have already reacted, and so the news is not often going to be of much value. Only and only if one acts swiftly on solid news, then only some gains may come. Next important source, tips from colleagues, friends, and acquaintances. Like if you are making it public within your friend circle and those who are actually doing some similar investing, each one of them will like to share their news, their experiences, and here comes the tips from your colleagues, friends, and acquaintances. Everyone knows a sure bet, a company that is going places, a share that is going to double in 3 months. And your friends and colleagues will tell you about it. Listen to them. Listen and then think. Don't apply directly. Research the company, and if you think it makes sense, invest or divest, as the equation calls for. Do not act unless you have checked it out thoroughly. So if you invest blindly on the basis of the tips received from colleagues, friends, and acquaintances, there may be a possibility of a loss happening because it might not be an authentic source. At another source is professional investment consultants. The last decade has seen a growth of multiplicity of professional investment consultants. You must be seeing various shops near a house also. They offer advice on shares that should be purchased, held, or sold. They even manage portfolios and suggest on the investments that should be made. These consultants are charging some fees and they can be expensive. They usually charge a fee which is around 5% of the market value of the investments that one wishes to make. For a similar fee, they would manage your portfolio too. They often specify a minimum value for a portfolio which might be beyond the reach of a common investor. At that value, the services are usually beyond the reach of small investor. They offer additional services also. Many of these consultants bring out weekly or monthly newsletters. They vary enormously in content and quality. Some rely heavily on the chats and technical analysis, whereas others are more future-oriented. Most of them are extremely useful. Many, however, are shoddy and extremely badly researched. It must be remembered that these newsletters reflect the views of the writer, and hence, prior to actual acting on them, think before investing. So this is a very important caution. Just don't take them on the face value. Think, research, compare other sources, come to a conclusion, and then only invest into it. The most common source of information in the modern times, especially in the 21st century, is the internet. On the internet, there are portals that have tremendous amount of information on companies and the manner shares have moved. The annual report is a report that is sent to every investor, especially before the AGM. Even then, any other person can actually, this is a public document, can actually go through the website of the company or go to the stock exchange and view the reports of the company they want to look into it. The annual report gives one the most detailed information about the performance of a company, and the information that it gives must be carefully analyzed and digested. Here again, the annual report is for a particular period, is more or less historic, but the report, especially the director's report and similar other statements made in the report, gives important information about what is going to happen in the near future, what are the plans, what are the projections, what are the new projects that are going to come, and which path the company is going to go. And such similar predictions can be made on the basis of annual report, and hence the annual report can become a very important source of information for those who have already invested and for those who want to make investments in that company. So friends, this chapter is very important because you need to know first what are the different sources of information. Then you should not rely just on one source of information. You should try to related with other information, and then most importantly, what type of information which you require specifically for deciding to invest in a company or not, that you need to know and then gather it and only then take an informed decision. Thank you.